This week, we're examining fast-moving changes in cancer research and treatment in a series we're calling This Moment in Cancer. Leaders in cancer research say the field has reached a pivotal moment. Better understanding of cancer is leading to new treatments that improve the chances for a growing number of cancer types. But these new treatments come with a price tag that many experts believe is unsustainable. Joining us this morning to talk about the skyrocketing cost of cancer care is reporter Richard Knox. Dick, good morning, and thanks a lot for coming in.
Good morning.
Give us a picture of what's happening to cancer drug prices.
Well, new cancer drugs are being approved at a fast pace, dozens a year, and many more are in the pipeline. In the past, these drugs might cost around $10,000 a year or so for a year's treatment, but one recent study found newly approved cancer drugs carry price tags between $120,000 and $170,000.
Now that is real money. What is behind the enormous increase?
Well, it's complicated, and drug companies don't generally reveal what goes into their pricing decisions. But one factor is a 2003 federal law that bars Medicare from negotiating over drug prices. And Medicare Part D, the drug benefit that went into effect 11 years ago, requires Medicare to pay for all approved drugs. Taken together, this means that drug companies can charge whatever they want.
Dick, big picture, what are the implications for this?
They are big for the healthcare system and for cancer patients and their families. One recent study looked at what happened with just one treatment for a blood cancer called chronic lymphocytic leukemia, or CLL. Last year, the FDA approved drugs that have revolutionized the treatment of CLL. Newly diagnosed patients on these drugs can now expect to live 7 years and often much longer, and side effects are greatly reduced. But the price tag for these drugs is $130,000, and patients need to take them for the rest of their lives. Jagpreet Chhatwal of Mass General Hospital, who led the study, tells me the new treatment has tripled the cost of treating this one type of cancer.
So we find that, on an average, the lifetime cost of treatment with these new therapies would be $600,000.
And because patients will live much longer, the total number of patients with CLL, all needing lifetime treatment, is rising rapidly. So the total cost burden for the healthcare system is soaring too.
Will this cost patients as well, Dick? What's the implications for them?
Chhatwal says the out-of-pocket cost for patients, what they end up having to pay, has gone up even faster.
And that cost is substantial. It's more than $50,000. And if we compare treatments with previous therapies, out-of-pocket cost was around $10,000. So we're talking about 500% increase in the out-of-pocket cost of treatment.
And keep in mind, Bob, that this is just one cancer among at least 200 different types, many of which are being treated with more effective but more expensive new drugs.
We think this is just the tip of the iceberg. The trend is very disturbing.
It's a trend that could affect almost every family. Two out of every five Americans will get diagnosed with cancer at some point in their lives.
Are skyrocketing drug costs preventing some people from getting potentially life-saving cancer treatments?
Probably. But, Bob, that's hard to pin down. People at leading cancer centers tell me that they're able to find a way to treat nearly everybody so far. But Dr. Otis Brawley, the medical director of the American Cancer Society, tells me that many people don't ever make it to a leading center.
I actually know people who have decided to forego a treatment because they cannot afford it. And there are, I'm sure, people who are giving up the option for cure because they can't afford it right now, which is just incredibly shameful that this would happen in the United States.
Dick, that's horrible. Is there anything that can be done about it?
That's not clear, Bob. You may have noticed that our new president declared recently that he was going to demand that drug companies negotiate prices. That would take a change in federal law, at least to allow Medicare to negotiate, and most cancer patients are on Medicare. Drug companies will surely fight that. And then there's the expected repeal of the Affordable Care Act. Will its replacement address skyrocketing drug costs or put the cost of cancer treatment further out of reach? Nobody knows.
Well, those are certainly issues we'll be following in the coming months as we watch the Donald Trump administration unfold. Reporter Dick Knox, thanks a lot for coming in. Good to talk to you.
You're welcome, Bob.